This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Well, we have a little bit of a battle between two government offices. Not necessarily news, right, John? The Government Accountability Office says bosses and workers are not reporting all the injuries that take place in the workplace. Well, OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, they're responsible for compiling all those numbers on injuries, and the GAO is questioning their data. So to talk
economic indicator,
I think. It's exactly right. Stephen Greenhouse is labor and workplace correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. He's the author of The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. Tough times indeed, Stephen. People getting hurt on the workplace?
Yes. Well, workplace injuries are declining. The Government Accountability Office said that there are really far more injuries taking place than are being reported, and it said that employers are systematically reporting lower injury numbers than is really the case.
Well, that's the question for me. You said injuries are going down, which we've been hearing a lot, but are they really going down? Or is it, you say that what they found is that people are not reporting job-related injuries because they're afraid of being fired or disciplined at work.
Celeste, I think both those trends are happening. You know, as the nation moves from, you know, manufacturing and mining, which are more dangerous jobs, to, you know, services and you know, selling Starbucks coffees, you know, there are generally less injuries on the job. You'd expect that. But still, I think, you know, the Government Accountability Office and many academics have found that there's systematic underreporting of the number of injuries, you know, for several reasons. A lot of workers are scared to report that they get injured because they worry they might get fired or otherwise disciplined, or they worry that their coworkers might not get, you know, steak dinners or bonuses that are promised if you know their work site goes, you know, 3 months
they have
or
6 months
workers without an injury.
Compensation. So, you know, one of the things that surprised me was the number that the Government Accountability Office pointed out. They said that OSHA data did not include up to 2/3 of the workplace injuries that are occurring across the nation.
Yeah, there have been some startling studies by academics around the country saying that, you know, they found 40, 50, 60, 68% of injuries are not recorded in OSHA data. And the OSHA data come from employers. Employers, you know, say this is how many injuries we have, this is how many illnesses. And one of the criticisms of the GAO report is that OSHA doesn't do nearly enough to verify the accuracy of the data it receives from employers.
Quickly, Stephen, is this just a matter of data, of numbers, or is there actually a safety issue here? Are workers less safe if injuries are not reported?
Workers are less safe if injuries are not reported. You know, OSHA would be, in theory, more aggressive in looking at various companies if they knew that the companies had a lot of injuries.
Because they would then change rules, perhaps, that led to the injuries?
Well, they might do inspections that will lead to fines. So I think, you know, some employers deliberately underreport the number of injuries so as to avoid OSHA investigators coming in to say what's wrong here. And if OSHA finds a lot that's wrong at an employer, it might fine the employer $100,000, $500,000, $1 million.
Yeah, okay. Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace correspondent with our partner, The New York Times. He's also author of The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker, talking about underreporting of workplace injuries, possibly by 50 to 60% by OSHA. That's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.